My response, I feel like when we are in this system, there's a strong need to give up our power for the sake of the system.
So how do you get to the point where you have certainty? And I feel your dilemma. I was in it. I ask myself that question a lot. What difference would it make my knowing what I know now when you were Nanji's age and I had to pay the bills? I had no choice is what I believed. And maybe that is true. So we are going to have each other's backs. But how do we trust our gifts, honoring them? I don't believe there's any other way but for us to put our heads together. We were talking about that this morning, too. How you discovered some beats that you made earlier that were collaborations. And so we were talking about how it is so much more rich when multiple minds are involved in it. And that if we had access to each other freely, imagine that world. I mean, I hear this all the time where I went to, I got some posters printed for the Talking Tree, small little ones. And when I was picking it up and I was looking at the logo of the hummingbird, that's the logo of Humming Words Press. And D-Way did that when he was, I think, 9. And so I said that. Do you know my son did this when he was 9? And the layout guy said, I did my best work when I was 9. And there was a kind of a bitterness in his tone. And I believe there is a bitterness in almost everybody who's stuck in this system, knowing that their true gifts are way, way bigger and never asked for.
I think a huge problem is not realizing our gifts. I can't help but compare my creative passions, you know, as a, you know, teenager with those students that I work with today, because of a lot of work that I was exploring, you know, composing, making beats and all this creative expression, you take it for granted. You don't realize how awesome it is when it's not validated by those around you. You tend to forget about it and start to doubt yourself. And it worries me because the kids that I see and that I work with and that I'm trying to inspire that same drive and fire, they seem to have already had it burnt out. And so my question again, we lose our way, right? We lose our certainty. I had a similar conversation with my baby's mama. She, this week, was very depressed, feeling that she didn't have any purpose. She's working on several projects she has an Etsy site. And once she had completed that project, she felt a sense of worthlessness and that she had no purpose. And she said she knew that it was a stupid feeling, but she couldn't help but have this feeling of worthlessness. So that's what this system does, making us rack our brains for a purpose and a direction. And
coming together and realizing that everybody shares this same dilemma, it's beginning to see from the vantage of the whole instead of from one's own narrow perspective, which can have multiple negative effects in the sense that one knows one's own power but doesn't know the power of anybody else. And so we have this sense of martyrdom because our gifts are enormous and amazing and nobody sees them. And it begins to reinforce itself, this sense of distance and resentment of each other, that I'm way more powerful than anybody else, but nobody sees it. And look, they're elevating these people who have way less ability than I do. And the whole thing is this mess of crabs in a bucket psychology in which we are kept at each other's throats unconsciously. And the opposite of that is simply recognizing everyone is enormously powerful. We want to express our art. I go back and forth on this notion of the power of art to help us get out of this mess, this bucket, because on the one hand, it gets co-opted so easily because we have these big needs to be seen and get snatched up and some lights shone on you and you begin to believe the crap that you're more special than anybody else. Because that's the pattern we see all the time, is that we end up going for our own rewards, narrow rewards, as opposed to wanting to see the entire species shine. That's what becoming big means, that you recognize that everyone is in you and you are in everyone else. and that there is no division between their being big and my being big. We all have to be big in order for me to be big. That's just the reality. That's the underlying earth truth.